A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet, if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works testify on my behalf. There was a funeral in town. Everybody would be there. The pastor had to go somewhere else that day, but he was happy that the funeral was in the hands of an intelligent, common sense, no-nonsense associate. When he returned that evening, he asked the associate how the funeral had gone. "Ah, it went okay," he said. "No great problems. A huge crowd. Oh, by the way, I had one small problem." "What was that?" "Mrs. Robinson was at the funeral, and as you know, she's Lutheran." "Oh, that's no problem. I would have expected to see her there. She's a good friend of the family and all." "Oh, yes, Father, but she came to communion." This riveted the parish priest to his chair. He turned with a look of horror on his face. "What happened?" he gasped. "Well," said the associate, "she was in my line for communion. She was about two away from me when I spotted her." "Go on, go on," said the parish priest. "What did you do? What did you do?" "Well," said the associate, "I didn't know what to do. I had to make a snap decision. I just decided right there and then that I would do what I believed Jesus would have done." "Oh, my God, no," exclaimed the parish priest. "Surely you didn't do that." Yes. We laugh. But this story and today's gospel point to the same truth. Jesus is the way to eternal life. And he asks us a question today. But do you want to come to me to have life? Listen to me. There is no magic passage from the law, from the prophets or the Psalms, from the Acts, the letters, the epistles, or even from the Gospels that is the key to eternal life. Look at me. I am eternal life. You see who I am, how I think, where I go, when and whom I touch. When I speak and listen and pray, you see what I do. Let me be with you and in you. Open your heart, your mind to me now. Let me in. Give me your hands, your feet, your mind, your tongue. Do not be afraid. Let me breathe in you. I can be courage in you. I can be truth in you. I am integrity in you. Let me in. Then our works, yours and mine together, will give witness and change the world. Together, let us give testimony to the truth of mercy, the power of eternal life. How do we say yes when Jesus asks us, but do you want to come to me to have life? So much gets in the way, as it does in our story for the pastor, as it does for those around Jesus whom he's speaking to in this passage. The works that the Father gave to me to accomplish, these works testify on my behalf. Do you want to come to me to have life? We want to say yes. We do say yes. How? We say yes through the power of the Holy Spirit. We say yes out of the fire of our baptism and the blood of the cross. We say yes because we have let Jesus in. We are no longer afraid. So that when we hear, surely you didn't do that, we can say, oh, yes, I did.